North Korea mocks White House aides for having to clean up after Biden's senility. By Francis Martel on April 12, 2022. The Korean Central News Agency, KCNA, a government-run outlet in North Korea, published a commentary this weekend calling President Joe Biden feeble and mocking White House aides for having a hard time containing Biden's senility. The commentary specifically addressed statements Biden made calling Russian strongman Vladimir Putin a war criminal over alleged attacks on civilians in Ukraine. Putin announced a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February to allegedly denazify the country, claiming Ukraine had no tradition of being a sovereign state and hinting at eliminating Ukraine as a country. Prior to his loud accusations against Putin, Biden had spearheaded policies that made America significantly more dependent on Russian crude oil. Since banning Russian oil, Biden has reportedly explored buying oil from the socialist regime in Venezuela, a Russian proxy. The communist government of North Korea has significantly escalated its belligerence in the past month, most prominently doing so by staging a test of an alleged intercontinental ballistic missile, ICBM. Kim Yo-jong, sister to dictator Kim Jong-un, threatened a nuclear weapon strike on South Korea last week. While recently silent on Biden, the North Korean government has repeatedly insulted him, famously describing him in 2019 as a rabid dog that should be beaten to death with a stick. KCNA published commentary reportedly written by an international studies expert named Kim Young-chol on Saturday speculating that Biden had lost his intellectual faculty and that had triggered the aggressive remarks against Putin. Kim allowed, however, that Biden may have called Putin a war criminal because his aides had simply written that into his script, suggesting Biden is not allowed to speak freely out of fear that he may be incoherent. The latest story is the U.S. chief executive who spoke ill of the Russian president with groundless data, Kim wrote, failing to refer to Biden by name. Calling the head of a sovereign state a war criminal and a murderous dictator for no justifiable and confirmed reason and to assert he must be ousted from power is an insult to the other nation and clear infringement of sovereignty. Such reckless remarks can be made only by the descendants of Yankees. Master-handed aggression and plot breeding, the commentary continued. Perhaps, the trouble was caused by him reading a script which his aides prepared beforehand, worrying about the president known for his repeated slip of tongue. If not, Kim speculated, the conclusion could be that there is a problem in his intellectual faculty and that his reckless remarks are just a show of imprudence of an old man in his senility. Kim concluded that the latter was more likely given that his subordinates had a hard time to redeem his misstatements, then appeared to lament the plight of White House communications team members. No wonder his subordinates begged him not to answer any questions of journalists, finding it hard to handle the follow-up with their president disgraced as a slipper of tongue, he wrote. A big question is if he could ever have done anything right with such IQ during his florid 50-year political career. Gloomy, it seems, is the future of the U.S. with such a feeble man in power, the article concluded. The North Korean Foreign Affairs Ministry directly attacked Biden, and the United States in general, on Monday for its Russia policy, specifically for supporting a campaign to oust Russia from the UN Human Rights Council. The adoption of this resolution led by the United States and the West is an unreasonable act seeking biased and unilateral political purpose, which is devoid of any scientific grounds or legal validity, the Foreign Affairs Ministry declared. In fact, the U.S., the world's biggest violator of human rights, has long been disqualified to talk about human rights. The ministry stopped short of calling for a similar campaign to expel America from the Human Rights Council, but lamented, the U.S. return to the UN Human Rights Council has incurred only dire consequences of bringing the UN human rights arena into disrepute and causing troubles across the world, rather than promoting human rights on an international scale. America withdrew from the Human Rights Council in 2018 in protest of the fact that serial human rights violators populate and control the council. Biden restored America's membership in 2021. Currently, the council boasts some of the world's worst human rights criminal states, including China, Cuba, Venezuela, Libya, Mauritania, Qatar, Pakistan, and Uzbekistan. North Korea has insulted Biden for years, ramping up its belligerence in 2019 following his entry into the presidential race. That year, KCNA published a statement calling him a fool of low IQ and an imbecile. Then published its call for Americans to beat Biden to death with a stick. As president, Biden has failed to implement any coherent North Korea policy or establish meaningful communication with Pyongyang. For the first months of his presidency, reports surfaced that Biden administration officials were attempting to call leaders in Pyongyang and receiving no response. In March of that year, Cho Sun-hwa, North Korea's first vice minister of foreign affairs, confirmed that the Kim regime intended to simply ignore Biden. The U.S. has tried to contact us since mid-February through several routes including New York, Cho said at the time, according to KCNA. It recently requested to contact us by sending emails and telephone messages via various routes. Even in the evening before the joint military drill, it sent a message imploring us to respond to its request through a third country. Cho called the attempts a waste of time and promised, "We will disregard such an attempt of the U.S. in the future, too." Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.